This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves by dialing in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Joining you tonight, it is Ian.
And Sam.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you all the features there for free, so enjoy those. Again, freetalklive.com. Those other talk show hosts, they want to charge you for accessing their websites. Ours is free. Again, freetalklive.com. So, as usual, a bunch of stuff to discuss here tonight, but I wanted to start out with an email. Actually, it's a series of emails, and they're fairly lengthy. They're from somebody who is kind of a friend of the show, Mark Emery. Now, one of you two gentlemen, Sam, Mark, you want to kind of tell a little backstory on who Mark Emery is?
Mark Emery is an activist who lived up in Canada. And he has done different forms of activism for a number of years. When he first started out, just books about marijuana or anything that was illegal were illegal to sell in Canada. So the first thing he did was start up a magazine subscription sales thing and went around selling these banned books and magazines and getting them into the hands of people. And he moved on from there, eventually founded a bookstore in Vancouver, British Columbia, where he created a seed business and used the proceeds of the seed business to fund various political outreach and political groups or cannabis-related groups that were furthering the legalization movement. He also
He poured all of his profits basically into the movement.
And he ran his own bookstore, his own magazine. I mean, the guy is an incredible activist that
and entrepreneur, really. I mean, he's a businessman and was one of the most wanted people on the US federal government's, I don't know if he was like on their top 10 list, but the DEA wanted this guy bad.
Oh yeah. Because he would just flout. He would get on and tell people to overgrow the government. That if you just take these seeds out and plant them all around in your neighborhood, eventually it's going to become so commonplace. I mean, they are weeds that there would be no stopping it. It would get so ridiculous for them eventually to keep hacking these plants down every year.
So what we're going to do here is Mark and I was talking with Jody, his lovely wife, who is on the outside kind of running their business and taking care of things, and she's got to have her hands full. But was talking to her about, I'd actually sent Mark a letter because in the beginning while he was in Supermax, he's in Supermax prison in Seattle because they extradited him and all that. But he's in the prison for 5 years on these charges, this, you know, distributing seeds, basically.
Yeah, and the way it went down was, there's a great deal of questioning going on as to the legality of it. Remember, this guy wasn't in the United States when he was doing this, but he's in a United States prison.
Well, whatever they do is legal, so.
Well, I don't know that that's entirely true, but it's going to take years, for him, his appeals to go through, too.
Right. And they're hoping to get him out of the U.S. and back into at least a Canadian prison at some point. I hope that happens for him. I know that's addressed here in one of the questions. But so anyway, I was in touch with his wife, Jody, and she said that there's actually a way to email people who are in federal prison, which was kind of a pleasant surprise. I mean, I understand that it's maximum security.
When I was in prison, and this would have been, mid-90s. Mid-90s. I can tell you the officers were petrified of computers. they were scared to death that a convict was somehow going to get a hold of a computer and take control of the prison as a result.
Open all the doors.
Right. It was gonna be war games all over again. You know, these guys had no concept as to how these things worked. They just know they'd saw Hollywood movies. People get on computers and they make things happen they're not supposed to be able to do.
Hilarious. So apparently they do have email, and I have it. He sent me so many messages here that because he's answered all these questions. I'm not sure where the details are, but they basically have to pay per minute when they're on these computers that they've got there at the Supermax. So, and I think he said he spends a few hours a day actually just reading and responding to emails, which that's cool, man. He's got something to do. Anyway, he's going to tell us more about what he's been up to because he suggested that I ask him some questions. Good suggestion. I figured rather than me doing it, let's let the listeners do it. So I put out over at facebook.freetalklive.com, I put out the request, if you could ask Mark Emery a question, what would it be? And so we got some responses. I sent those over to him. And the first question is, What have you learned during your stay so far in federal prison? Now, he's only been in for a few months here at this point, and there was a significant extended period of time where he was in the maximum lockdown prison thing.
Isolation,
basically. Yes. Essentially, where the reason why they did that to him was because he was on the phone with his wife recording a podcast. And, Sam, when you were in jail here in Cheshire County for 58 days because you didn't want to give them your legal name, they just held you without, you know, for an indefinite period of time, we were able to have you on the phone, no problem, and we put out several shows where you were on with us for an hour straight, just telling us about your experience. Apparently, Mark Emery attempted to do the same thing from federal prison and was locked into a very lonely place as a result of that. So let me get into his answer here with no further ado. For Mark Emery, you can visit his website, cannabisculture.com. His answer, I've been here since May 20th. Today is July 14th, so 8 weeks so far. I spent 69 days in Canadian jails waiting to be extradited, so I've got 124 days in so far. On a five-year sentence expected to be handed down by Judge Martinez on September 10th, with 270 days good time, 15% off each year, minus 54 days for good behavior. Over the time of that sentence, I've got 3 years, 11 months, and a few days to go if I spend every day of my sentence in the U.S. penal system. My release date is June 16th, 2014. What I've learned is that I can cope, educate myself, keep busy, and make the days go by quickly, even under adverse conditions. You never see the sun or the outside here. The food is poor. Normally, I'm a vegetarian, but they never serve fresh vegetables here. I was put in solitary confinement for 21 days and for merely having my wife record one of my phone calls. In solitary, I lost 12 pounds. He didn't seem to be a very big man in the first place.
No, he's not, yeah.
Had no phone calls to anyone, including my lawyer, had no in-person visits with anyone, and normally only my wife is even qualified to visit. Never got out of the cell. In solitary, or SHU as they call it, the special housing unit, food is meager. You are ignored virtually at all times, and you're in this small, isolated cell 24/7. You can't get hardly anything from the commissary, and of course, there is no phone or email. You get mail, that's it, which is what sustained me. Eventually, people were moved enough by my plight that I got 30-plus letters a day while in solitary. And that is something to really behold. That is something really special. The average prisoner in a federal or any other prison, I don't know how many letters they're getting per day.
10, 12 a year.
But yeah, it's not a lot. So it makes a difference when you're on the outside, just, you know, as an aside. It makes a difference when you've got an activist that's on the inside of jail, and right now there are a couple of them up here in New Hampshire that are in behind bars, and we've got a neat little system called Mail to Jail, mail-to-jail.com, that allows you to send a letter or a postcard to a jailed activist. And there are actually a couple folks on Mail to Jail that aren't in New Hampshire, but allows you to send mail to prisoners without any cost to you, just the cost of the time that it takes for you to compose your email, or what is an email, and then it's turned into a, it's printed out. Mike Barsky, one of the activists here, prints it out, slaps it into an envelope, puts a stamp on, addresses it, takes care of all of that stuff for you, and puts it in the mail, and does all of the tough part about writing an old school postal mail letter. And of course, he accepts donations, so please send him some money for the postage at mail-to-jail.com. Back to Mark Emery. So eventually people were writing him 30-plus letters a day while in solitary. Now I'm trying to write a letter of acknowledgement to everyone who wrote me, getting out 5 to 8 letters each day, though it will take time to catch up. Good problem to have.
Jeez, I can't imagine that they're not giving them those free stamps. I'm just very surprised.
Who's not giving them? The feds?
The feds. In jail, we used to get 2 free stamps a week or a month or a year. I don't know. I remember what it was. It was some 2, and I think it was a week or a month. I'm not sure.
He says, I cried maybe once. I masturbated often. It relieved the tension of isolation, and I had 10 photographs of my wife to keep me company. That's all the number of photos in isolation you're permitted. I thought about Jody always and anxiously looked forward to her daily reassuring and lengthy letters. If I didn't get a letter from her that day, I was crestfallen. I listened to 91.7, the World News Report. So I guess you get a radio in there? 1-800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. We'll continue more with Mark Emery here in moments. It's Free Talk Live. MemoryDealers.com offers the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, GBICs, XFPs, Zimpacs, and X2s, that are 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP, at up to 99% off list price. Memory Dealers can also offer customized solutions for your transceiver requirements, including private labeling. Memory Dealers is your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs, in stock and ready to ship via overnight delivery. MemoryDealers.com. Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Use the coupon code FTL, that's FTL as in Free Talk Live, and sign up at HostGator.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at HostGator.com host you.
The summer specials are here. Colloidal silver, CoQ10 with Hawthorne, glucosamine, chondroitin, super male plex and female plex, memory power, colon enhancer, and more, all on sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Visit herbalhealer.com now for big summer savings on longevity products like HGH, resveratrol, colloidal minerals, and hundreds of natural health products. Herbal Healer Academy has been a global leader of safe, natural medicine, providing natural supplements, correspondence courses, informative newsletters with ongoing research information to our members since 1988. Sign up for free online newsletters and don't miss McCain's 3-point plan for health at the Herbal Healer Academy website, herbalhealer.com. Find natural ways for weight loss, plus men's, women's, and children's health products, and our famous top-selling 4-herb tea. The testimonials are incredible! And so are the summer specials at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature, one person at a time.
Is there a favorite radio station or show that you just love and can't stand to miss? Then you need Replay AV. With Replay AV, you can set up your PC to record your favorite radio shows, podcasts, XM and Sirius radio feeds, even streaming video automatically. More than one favorite? No problem. Replay AV can simultaneously record multiple shows and stations. You never have to miss any of your favorite programs again. Replay AV comes with a built-in media guide to make it easy to find your favorites and a convert for playback in any of the popular formats, or burn to CD or DVD. With Replay AV's easy recording wizard, you'll be set up to record quickly. And Replay AV comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Try it, then buy it at replayav.com. GCN listeners save $10 off the retail price by going to replayav.com or click on the Replay AV banner on gcnlive.com. Visit replayav.com. Stream it, record it, keep it with Replay AV.
If you're in a service business, that's money ringing in your ears. If your phone's not ringing, chances are it's a problem with your marketing. Landscapers, painters, roofers, carpet cleaners, pet sitters, handymen. Anyone with a residential service business can build a huge and loyal customer base fast with the Magic Yellow Flyer. No more expensive newspaper, yellow pages, or internet pay-per-click ads. The Magic Yellow Flyer will have new customers calling you within 1 week. The Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system is the most effective and inexpensive way to build a referral-only service business in a short period of time. And the Magic Yellow Flyer comes with an outrageous one-year guarantee. You will get new customers or your money back. For details, go to MagicYellowFlyer.com. No matter what business you're in, the Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system will work for you. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com. Put the Magic Yellow Flyer to work for you today. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves toll free at 800-259-9231. You're welcome to bring up whatever's on your mind. 1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features there for free. So enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com features, including stuff like our bulletin board system with over 500,000 posts. There's a lot to talk about there at bbs.freetalklive.com. So head on over and enjoy that. Again, bbs.freetalklive.com.
Every contest involves rules, and every winner knows the rules and how to use them to their advantage. JurisDictionary.com is a rule book for the judicial system. It shows you how to take your cases to court without a lawyer. Yeah, how to fill out the forms, get evidence, move the court, set hearings, do research, draft pleadings, all created by a doctor of jurisprudence who wants to protect you against members of his profession. In a manner, it's all written in a manner that the average eighth grader can grasp in 24 hours. It's jurisdictionary.com. It's a great course. I recommend it for you. Go check it out. And when you do purchase it, make sure that you mark Free Talk Live on the pull-down menu at jurisdictionary.com.
All right, so we're continuing here an email from Mark Emery. He is the founder of CannabisCulture.com, Cannabis formerly known as Cannabis Culture Magazine, and is an incredible entrepreneur and activist and I think a real inspiration. He's done civil disobedience. He has worked within the political system. I mean, he will do whatever it takes to end drug prohibition. This guy is a really principled dude. Not only is he in favor of ending prohibition, but he's self-described as a libertarian and supported the Ron Paul campaign, et cetera, et cetera. So if you want to learn more about Mark, you can go to CannabisCulture.com, and I'm pretty sure there is a link there. I will double-check for you, but over at CannabisCulture.com, yep, right there up at the top, send mail to Mark Emery. They are giving you the details on how you can reach out to him and give him something to do while he's in federal prison. But as it turns out, he's going to describe what things are like there for us, as he's been doing, and he was talking about how he was in solitary, basically, for a number of days, at least a few weeks, I think it was. 21 days is what it was. Anyway, he's talking about how he was able to listen to some radio, the World News Report, a collection of public broadcasting from around the world, including Canada's CBC Radio, which had two programs on daily, along with BBC, Radio Australia, NPR, etc. It was a diverse educational radio experience. Plus, I listened to a lot to Seattle's classic rock station. I got my New York Times, and it was a joy of journalism. I read every single article of every section, which took up to about 4 hours per day. The Seattle Times...
It's a really great written newspaper. However, you know, it's liberal tribe.
The Seattle Times I received, but it only took up to an hour, though I very much valued the crossword in it and did it every day. I was able to buy 20 44-cent stamps weekly in solitary. There you go, Mark. Enough for me to write Jody 4 letters each week, total of 8 stamps. And then I wrote to 4 Canadians and 4 Americans each week, writing to activists or those that had sent more expansive, detailed letters. Weekends in solitary were the most difficult. No mail, no newspapers. So I rationed out crosswords from the weekday newspapers and did 7 of them on the weekend. When I was in solitary, though, I read the Seattle Times full-page story on me from the Los Angeles Times, where I mentioned that I'd been put in solitary for making a political address phone call. The Canadian news magazine Maclean's arrived one day, the first issue in my subscription, and while reading every article on page 12, I came across an article about me being in solitary in jail here. That was a wonderful moment, reading about me being in the hole while being held in the hole. I got out, and in addition to the grueling 21 days, I lost my phone privileges for an additional 30 days. They get restored Sunday, July 25th. I normally call Jody for 10 minutes daily. You get a maximum of 300 minutes phone time per month. Wow, that seems unusual. I mean, normally they just want to take as much of your money as they can get. It seems strange that they would put a maximum on that sort of thing. For me, he says it costs 35 cents per minute. In the general population now, I stay very busy. I get up at 5:45 in the morning, go to the computer room where CoreLinks, the U.S. Bureau of Prisons email system, is done. I have a maximum of 30 email correspondents. It costs 5 cents per minute, or $3 an hour. I use the email about 3 hours per day. I read for 4 hours per day. I write for about 3 hours, a total of about 10 hours of study, letter, and essay writing, reading of books, magazines, newspapers. I have magazine subscriptions to The Economist, Reason, Rolling Stone, Harper's, Mother Jones, The Atlantic, National Geographic, Mojo, and Maclean's. I get about 10 letters every day, which I try to respond to each one, although it takes time. For example, I've received letters from 20 students of the Critical Thinking Project at Sanastra University in Phnom Penh, Cambodia. I hope I'm pronouncing that right. And they are asking many questions about my life's work and imprisonment. I reply to one of them each day, but that will take 3 weeks to write them all individually. I'm reading Christopher Hitchens' memoir, wonderful memoir, Hitch 22, and also God Is Not Great by Hitchens. I'm halfway through The Armageddon Factor, a look at how Canada's governing Conservative Party is influenced by Christian fundamentalists and how this is changing Canada for the worse, obviously. I have some graphic novels by Alan Moore. That's the guy that did V for Vendetta, if I'm not mistaken. He says, love that guy's writing. Robert Crumb's book of Genesis Illustrated, a new book called The New Jim Crow, Mass Incarceration in the Age of Colorblindness, about the U.S. reinstating slavery by putting blacks in prisons to work at 12 cents per hour or a buck a day to make license plates and most of the uniforms and equipment for U.S. soldiers overseas fighting for freedom, he puts that in quotes, among other industries so the U.S. can remain competitive with China. I learned in a bit of unsurpassable irony that the New Hampshire license plates, which bear New Hampshire's motto of live free or die, are in fact made by prisoners largely of the drug war in the state's prison in Concord, New Hampshire. Irony doesn't get any better than that. He says, I learned that this maximum security place has several rules and often capricious enforcement of them. Within a few months after I'm sentenced, I'll be sent to a low-security FCI Federal Corrections Institution somewhere in the United States. Could be Taft Penitentiary in California. It could be in Pennsylvania. It could be in the South. Canadians cannot qualify for a work camp, which, if I were American, I would be designated for that. As Canadians, along with Mexicans and other non-U.S. inmates, we are sent to alien prisons with INS facilities. However, an LOW will have a yard, so unlike now, I will be able to go outside for perhaps an hour each day, have more recreation facilities, and perhaps some form of job. So that's good. That's a little bit of good news for him. The best thing in my routine is my visits from Jody twice on weekends. Jody flies down to Seattle from Vancouver, and I see her on even number days, Friday through Monday, twice for 2 hours each. We can hold hands and kiss when she arrives and when she leaves. Alas, when I'm transferred to the FCI in October or November, it will be more difficult and expensive for Jody to fly to see me because, as you know, Vancouver is right across the border pretty much from Seattle, not a very long trip there. Right.
Now, what is the point of, like, letting them touch and kiss each other and give hugs in the beginning and the end, but not in the middle?
It's all arbitrary,
Sam.
It's
supposed to appear as though they're being humanitarian.
So visits will only be once every month or every 2 or 3 weeks at best, which will be very disappointing. Currently, Jody is my only visitor permitted, as only married spouses or direct family may visit. And my brothers and sisters, and so anybody that, you know, happens to be in a gay relationship is going to be pretty much SOL unless they're from the right state. And I don't know, does the federal government recognize homosexual relationships?
Usually they, you know, they used to let girlfriends visit.
They're saying here in federal prison, Mark, you have to be a member of direct family or married. 1-800-259-9231.
Sometimes the visitor list can be expanded later.
That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control of the airwaves. Apparently at the other prison, he will be allowed more visits from other people. There's more coming up here. You can take control. This is Free Talk Live. Bring up anything.
Protect your freedoms and be independent by learning how to maintain, repair, and customize your own firearms through these exclusive video training courses on DVD from the American Gunsmithing Institute. Call and get a free 2-hour sampler DVD video and catalog. See just how quickly and easily you can learn firearm disassembly and reassembly, accurizing, customizing, super tuning, refinishing, trigger repair, and much, much more for rifles, pistols, and shotguns. Courses available for both the hobbyist and the professional. You can even get certified as a gunsmith and make money part-time, full-time, or as a retired income doing what you love. Call 1-800-247-5032 to order your free sampler DVD and catalog. That's 1-800-247-5032. Call now and get a bonus $10 saving coupon. 1-800-247-5032 or go to AmericanGunsmithDVD.com. Learn how. Learn now with AmericanGunsmithDVD.com, your source for how-to gunsmithing videos.
Here's a question. If you have a septic system, did you know that proper maintenance can save you thousands of dollars in costly and unnecessary repairs? The answer is simple. Use septic system injector treatments made specifically for your home or business, available only at SimpleSepticSolutions.com. Made in the U.S., guaranteed to reduce sludge and odor by continuously cleaning your septic system, drain pipes, and leach field, this non-hazardous patented injector system contains billions of natural active bacteria and enzymes proven to digest household waste. With every flush, millions of enzyme-active bacteria flow through your system, breaking down organic waste. Only Simple Septic Solutions natural eco-friendly products keep your septic system unclogged and free-flowing, claims other products can't make. Installation is simple and lasts for 4 full months. Visit SimpleSepticSolutions.com. That's SimpleSepticSolutions.com. Or call 508-759-0010. That's 508-759-0010.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy. The best you can buy.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. Just dial in toll free. Bring up whatever's on your mind. 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features there are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. Features including our live streams. You can head over to listen.freetalklive.com and tune in via our broadband or dial-up versions of the webcam, although the webcam has been having some hardware difficulties over the past several days, so I apologize about that. I need to put that up on my the top of my to-do list. It looks like one of the hard drives is going bad. So we're working on that, but we, you know, it's free, so you get what you pay for, right? If the webcam's not working, though, we do have audio streams available around the clock, as I mentioned. Also, of course, available up on satellite, on free-to-air, KU-band satellite. Get all the details at listen.freetalklive.com. As we continue here, just a little bit more from Mark Emery. We're sharing one of his emails, one of his several emails that he's written me. We sent him 10 questions asked by our listeners, and he sent back 10 answers. Actually, I think it was 11, but he sent them back, and they're fairly, a lot of them are fairly detailed. So I think what we're going to do is just kind of spread them across maybe a week or two as we continue doing the program here. So just a few more thoughts from his stay in federal maximum security prison for being, I guess, selling seeds over the Internet. The good news is he's not going to be in that maximum security for all 5 years, which is something I didn't realize in the beginning. He is going to be transferred out into a minimum security federal institution, what they call a federal correctional institution. So that'll be better for him because at that point he'll be able to actually have anybody pretty much come and visit him instead of just his wife.
However, wherever they move him, it's not going to be as close to his home as this Supermax prison is. You know, nothing good about the Supermax except that it's close to the house. He could be in Kansas. He could be in Florida. He could go anywhere. And so she could, you know, they could just put him anywhere, and it could be a very long trip for her to go see him.
He adds to his answer that, "I get along fine with all the inmates and corrections officers. I try to obey all the rules, and there's no racial tension here, even though we have around 100 men in this unit in a small space, 25 whites, 25 blacks, 40 Hispanics, 4 Asians, and 4 Native Americans." So apparently, you know, all the Oz-style rumors about at least some prisons that he's saying doesn't apply here. you know, all the scary stories about some of the things that can happen in prison.
Well, my experience with this whole Oz thing, I spent 9 years in prison, is that most I
Florida
watched,
prison.
Was it Florida prison? Yeah. I've watched, you know, some of this stuff, and it's my experience that they'll take everything that happened in my entire stay and all the stories I heard
and
shove them into one episode or at least one season, right?
Yes.
And so I just don't, and I think that prison is getting safer from a physical standpoint and more dangerous from a psychological standpoint as time goes by, because you know they don't want to take any chances as far as getting sued or anything like that, and it's fun ordering people around, making them stand in lines, making them be silent, and you know, all the other crazy things that they, you know, they have people do.
So we're going to go to your phone calls here. That was his answer to the very first question, a lengthy one. If you missed it, you can go and grab the archive later tonight at freetalklive.com. Let's go to Dave in New Hampshire. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys.
Hey, it's Dave from RidleyReport.com. Good evening.
That's me. Listen, I wanted to talk about another person who was in one of the federal correctional who was actually a New Hampshire Connected Liberty activist, and that's Reno Gonzalez. Mm. You remember him?
Yeah, he was one of the guys who was involved with Ed and Elaine Brown, a couple of what they would, you know, tax freedom advocates that were basically holed up in their house as the federal goons were attempting to kidnap them and put them in prison cells. They managed to hold out for quite a long time, and they had a lot of people come out and show them support just by coming out and hanging out and in various different ways. And this guy, Sereno Gonzalez, had been accused of essentially bringing, what was it, bombs? What was he in for?
I think he was accused of leaving a gun there. I think he was accused of bringing a 50 caliber machine gun or a 50 caliber gun. I don't know if it was a machine gun or not.
Hmm. And how many years is he in for?
He was sentenced to 8 years, and I can believe that sentencing came down in late 2007 or early 2008. And I just, you know, I'm not very good at covering what happens to those folks because I don't have a lot of video. I didn't shoot video back when that was going on. So I'll take any excuse I can to at least mention it when there's some small detail that comes up. But basically what's happening right now with him is that I guess his lawyer, I think a Concord attorney or a New Hampshire, she's a New Hampshire attorney, has filed a motion to try and get him to be allowed just to see some mail. He's already getting some mail. He's allowed to see some things, but the feds have been blocking him, according to the lawyer. They've been blocking him from seeing certain documents relevant to his case.
Wow. It's not really, I guess I'm really not that surprised. The people running these jails can in many ways be very vindictive and nasty, and it's really a luck of the draw as to how sadistic the wardens and the jail guards, the corrections officers are going to be. And, of course, the more – one of the things I think that is definitely true is the more high-profile an inmate is, the more mail they're receiving, the more phone calls people are making on their behalf, the more likely they are to be treated in a humane fashion. So bringing attention to these sorts of things is important.
Yeah, and, you know, he's unfortunately not on mail to jail. It's hard to mail him. I lose track sometimes of what his address is. I think I probably only mailed him 5 or 6 times since he went in there, and that was years ago. It's much easier when someone's on the you know, so you can just email them from your computer. It's a lot easier.
Sure it is.
But he does deserve, you know, I mean, I don't know that what he did was quite the perfect thing to do, but they gave the guy a sentence that is almost exactly the same as the sentence they gave to one of the 9/11 perpetrators.
Wow.
Or at least,
and he never
least,
heard anybody.
Well, I should say a convicted 9/11 perpetrator. Who knows whether the conviction in these days, who knows whether a conviction means anything or not. But,
well, he never hurt anybody, right? I mean, he didn't shoot at any feds or in any way put anybody in danger, from what I understand.
Well, I look at him as being an armed rebel. That's probably the best word for him. He was sort of like one of the, you know, like a guerrilla sort of, except he wasn't hidden. You know, he was right there in the open just trying to defend somebody's house. And so he was apparently willing to use violence, you know, but he wasn't willing to use aggression.
Right. Well, so the idea that he had, and a lot of us have had these ideas in the past, I know I did, was that when they come, I'm going to take out as many as I can.
Brian from my cold dead fingers.
One of those things. And
Wolverines.
I know. Yeah, and I know what that feels like. I used to feel that way. I don't anymore, and I changed that since I came up here to New Hampshire, and I really found out that there really is hope up here because so many great activists are moving here, and I moved in a direction of peace. But at the same time, you know, people can get violent with their words and sticks and stones, right? So the guy, maybe he's not the best communicator, maybe he's a little bit angry, but he didn't actually shoot anybody.
Well, you know, I wouldn't necessarily say that. I've never seen that much evidence that he's angry. He's a little bit long-winded, but that's the only real, I mean, he's long-winded and he may have not.
I think you pretty much have to have some anger in order to talk about shooting people that are federal agents. I think that's a pretty angry position.
I don't remember him talking about doing anything like that. I think, what I know is that he was there and he was accused of having firearms and he was accused of leaving one. And I think those are the things that he was convicted on.
Oh, I see. I'm sorry. I got the impression from what you were saying earlier that he had some, violent rhetoric.
I mean, I don't remember him using any violent rhetoric. Obviously, it's implicit if you show up at a standoff, inside the standoff, and you're aimed a little bit, I don't know if we ever aimed a firearm, but, obviously he wasn't there. He wasn't there to help the Fed. So, it's one of those things that's sort of gray area, controversial, but nothing to justify putting him in jail for 8 years, because there's rapists that get 8 days.
Is that true?
Sure there are. Many. They may not always have the rape conviction, but...
He didn't do anything. He didn't do anything. He didn't harm anyone.
Dave, thanks for the update. I appreciate it. Anything else you want to share tonight?
Nothing else I can think of.
All right, man. Thanks for the call. You can visit Dave over at RidleyReport.com. A great way to get a window into the world of some of the activism, just some, because he's only one man, of the activism going on here in New Hampshire.
So it's hard for me to support him just because of what's implied by his actions, bringing a firearm there and leaving it.
Well, I don't know if I support the guy. I mean, yeah. I've never written him a letter or anything like that. I don't really think much about him. I mean, he was put away. I tend to agree with you on that point, Sam. More coming up here at 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public, like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet! And get the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com. varadio.com.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com. Or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
What started as an idea to provide power for a small hunting cabin has grown into a passion for creating an alternative energy source that's both affordable and reliable. At Wind Blue Power, our goal is to provide you with the best selection of parts and accessories to power your own ideas. Whether you're building a wind generator from scratch or you prefer a complete bolt-together kit, we've got you covered with fast worldwide shipping and impeccable customer service. Visit us at windbluepower.com. Think green, go blue at Wind Blue Power.
Hi, this is Ted. Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you've got to try MyPillow. Introducing the most revolutionary, most comfortable, and coolest pillow ever, MyPillow. Imagine your very own custom fit pillow. MyPillow is the only pillow of its kind on the market that uses a patented fill, custom made to your exact individual needs. MyPillow is 100% made in the USA and has a natural built-in cooling effect that keeps your cervical nerves cool, and that helps you get the best REM sleep possible. MyPillow helps alleviate snoring, migraine, sleep apnea, and other sleeping disorders. MyPillow is antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, machine washable and dryable, comes in many sizes and will not go flat. And best of all, MyPillow comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So what do you have to lose? Except poor sleep. Go to MyPillowShop.com. Mention coupon code GCN and receive up to $40 off. That's MyPillowShop.com. Or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. MyPillow. For the rest.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. Just dial in via the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, and the features are for free. Now, if you want to help support the show, one of the ways you can do that is by becoming an amplifier for as little as $3 a month. We'll take that money and reinvest it into Free Talk Live, get on more radio stations around the country, bring more internet listeners on board, also exposing people to new ideas via the Liberty Radio Network at LRN.FM. So go and learn more about the perks of being an amplifier at amp.freetalklive.com and get signed up, amp.freetalklive.com.
Go to thinktwicenews.com and check out their new bid on the SEC. It's hilarious. It's a hilarious look at how lopsided our relationship is with the federal government, the folks that are there to protect us, and how little responsibility they have for actually doing so. It's thinktwicenews.com. I just watched it yesterday, and I found it very humorous. Thinktwicenews.com.
All right. You can take control of the airwaves here at 800-259-9231. A little bit of good news for you. We do like to give it to you when it's available. It's not available that often these days, but there's some here and there. And Reason.com is reporting that the John Stagliano case has been dropped. Now, you may recall, I think we've talked about this at some point in the past. John Stagliano is a libertarian who makes pornography. And during the Bush administration, they went after him. In fact, they went after him and a few other folks for so-called obscenity violations. Some of them ended up going to jail. This guy ended up having all of his charges dropped. And the guy that went into jail, I think, is a Max Hardcore.
Yeah, I remember. So
here's a story from Reason.com. At the Victory Party Friday night, after having had all charges against him dropped in federal court, pornographer John Stagliano, his lawyers, his family, and colleagues from the adult industry raised a toast to his freedom. But because his wife is pregnant and his daughter is underage, and because one of the films under indictment was called Milk Nymphos, the champagne flutes were filled with an unusual fluid, milk. The atmosphere was electric a few hours earlier for what turned out to be the final day of trial. As I wrote Friday, the morning drama involved prosecutor Pamela Satterfield feuding with Judge Richard Leon over the discrepancy between her memory and the testimony of her star witness, FBI Special Agent Daniel Bradley, who instructed him to review the allegedly obscene source material. When that was resolved, the prosecution rested, but faced an even bigger surprise. Drawing on all problems and inconsistency with the evidence presented by the state, defense lawyers moved for all the charges that remained on the indictment to be thrown out. And I wonder how often this something a scenario like this would be the case, where you find out that the feds or the local boys have done just a crappy job of putting a case together, because usually most cases don't end up going to court. Usually most people just take a plea bargain. They look at whatever the charges are that have been laid out against them. They get real scared because the government is a scary, violent organization that does have cold cages to put you in, and they back down. And they don't take it to trial. And so they never get discovery. They never get to find out what kind of a case, if any, the state agents actually have against them. And in this case, even the judge had to admit, this is horrible. You guys have done a terrible job. So the defense argued that, incredibly, the prosecution failed even to link the movies to any of the defendants, including John Stagliano, John Stagliano Incorporated, and Evil Angel Productions Incorporated. The judge agreed, dismissing the case even before Stagliano's lawyers mounted their defense. And this was after the defense lawyers moved for all of the charges on the indictment to be thrown out. Judge Leon rightly pointed out to prosecutors that given both the severity of the alleged crime and the constitutional implications of the trial, it was particularly incumbent that they know exactly who they were charging. Too bad the judge didn't make that ruling 2 years ago, when it would have been just as valid. This case should never have been allowed and was brought to court only by the kitchen sink grand jury process. I don't know what that means.
Well, the grand jury doesn't have any it's fallen apart. The idea was pretty sound in the beginning, but the idea that you get together some citizenry, a group of them every 6 months. Sam, you probably should be talking to the
You give them their own investigatory powers.
Right.
They're impaneled by a judge, but they're pretty much very dangerous, because they can look at evidence, they can investigate anybody that they want. Typically all it takes is for them to be made aware of criminal allegations, and then once they have a duty to investigate into those criminal allegations and then return a true bill, no bill, or pass, which means yes, there's enough evidence to go to court. In a true bill, no bill means no, there's not enough evidence here, get it, throw this out, or pass, which means they just sort of put it off for a little while. And so the idea is to have this independent body that's not sort of beholden to politics, that's just regular people and so forth, and that they would be the judge. They would be the ones to make sure the government's not coming in and abusing its power and bringing up citizens on, trumped up charges that are a bunch of BS. Unfortunately,
it's a good idea.
Yeah. Oh, it works great, I'm sure, for like a week or two, until the prosecutors realized that, hey, they didn't even have prosecutors in the beginning. But once they came in, those guys started taking over the process. They kicked the public out of the grand jury room. They're the only ones who can now bring indictments before them.
Sure. The grand jury is incredibly, incredibly powerful, and the last thing that the government wants is for the grand jury to be turned loose on them.
Yeah.
And that was part of the whole process, was the idea that the grand jury would be able to hold public officials accountable, and they would be accountable for their actions, and nothing like that's going on anymore.
And then, over the last 50-100 years, they've passed law after law to further separate the grand jury from the public and to, keep them isolated and protected.
So, by the way, I'm being informed that he apparently pronounced his name Stagliano without pronouncing the G. So, anyway, afterward, government prosecutors Bonnie Hannon and Pamela Satterfield, I bet they're just a couple of nice folks, declined to grant an interview about their actions on behalf of the so-called citizens of the United States. It took years of government resources and uncounted dollars to produce a prosecution that couldn't even present evidence to a jury.
I'm sure they'll be codified in porn here shortly. The prosecution hookers go to Hollywood or something, I don't know.
You'd think the government would feel at least a twinge of obligation to explain this total waste of time and money. Going forward, it is long past time for the Justice Department to disband the pointless obscenity prosecution task force, which goes around on taxpayer dime searching through mountains of porn to invent victimless crimes.
Hilarious.
What a shameful, even obscene waste of time, money, and lives. The case is now over, but some of Judge Leon's freedom-threatening rulings may well live on. He declared expert testimony in obscenity cases to be irrelevant and also attempted to weaken the Miller test, which had previously required disputed works to be shown in their entirety before conviction. So this guy isn't exactly a winner for freedom, this particular judge, is what they're saying here, but at least in the case of Stagliano, he did make the right decision and throw it out.
Yeah, it's okay for them if they let one go here and there. as long as they can constantly chip away at freedoms and constantly grow their power and control over other people. That's what it's all about for them.
Yep, and they're, you know, they're pretty successful at doing that. I mean, we talk about how incompetent the government is on this program, but there are some things
well
that it's done a good job.
I'm not sure that they're good at it because there's no comparison in the free market for the way that you can use you can just go about unfunded messing with people and that kind of thing. So I don't know whether they're good at it or not, but at the very least they've got plenty of time and plenty of money to come after you.
Well, right, but what I'm saying is they are making themselves successfully much larger. So whether they're good at that or not, I guess, would depend on how quickly other governments are growing. And I'd say the U.S. federal government is a fairly fast-growing government. I mean, I don't know what the rates of growth are for the governments around the rest of the world, but, I mean, these guys aren't exactly slowpokes at getting larger. And I mean, when you look at it from a close-up perspective, things do take a long time to happen. But when they happen, they're trillions of dollars or billions and billions of dollars, and so it adds up significantly over that lengthy period of time. So they are pretty good about doing that, and they've done a fairly decent job of indoctrinating people into believing in them and thinking that they're necessary and feeling very threatened by the idea of perhaps not having this coercive monopoly around anymore. Because people, when you suggest those ideas to them, get very scared. I mean, they start thinking about that there are all these other people in the world that want to kill us, and if it weren't for the government, then we'd all be speaking Chinese right now or some other cliche like that. And it's just, it's hard to handle that because people are really, they've had it beaten into them.
When we were out in the park, Railroad Square last night, because the cops came out to Central Square and chased everybody, or were hanging out there.
Right. The cops are finally coming after the nightcap after weeks of partying openly in the local park here. Well, let's talk more about what happened.
Sure.
Nightcap update here coming up for you. Also, your calls as well at 800-259-9231. The nightcap went on last night.
We just split up.
Walked
see
away.
If they want to double the resources.
So we'll come back with more. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever's on your mind. 800-259-9231. Also coming up, some more police brutality for you. It's Free Talk Live.
In the decades to come, hardy adventurers will colonize the solar system, rediscovering freedom and finding vast new wealth. But the government of Earth will seek to extend its power and claim that wealth as its own any way it can. Escape from Terra, Volume 1, the first trade paperback collection of the popular adventure webcomic series, is available now for $12.95 from Big Head Press at bigheadpress.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold before your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.